I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson.
And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. I am Sean, your host, and I have a quick tip today for you. So we're actually going to give you some of the most important steps that you need to take to manage aggressive behavior and hopefully help you overcome it. So first, make sure you're being proactive. Pay attention to some of the things that get the child upset. So in other words, take your ABC data, which is number two. See what the antecedent is, which is what happens directly and immediately before the behavior. Your B is the actual behavior, whether that's punching, biting, kicking, what have you. And C is the consequence, what happens directly after the behavior. So that consequence could either be rewarding them for the bad behavior, or you could be using that consequence to take that bad behavior away or limit that bad behavior. Next on the list, number three, we have focus on proactively reinforcing the good behaviors they have. So anytime they have a good behavior and do something right, make sure you give them overwhelming praise and reinforcement with whatever their highest reinforcer is. Number four, walk away if the child starts hitting you. So this way you can ignore them and you don't give attention to that negative behavior and aggressive behavior. Number five, after that, use facial expressions and vocal cues to explain what you're upset about. This can also help give social cues for future reference for the child as well, so it can help in their social development as well. Number six, make sure you teach them about consequences. So there are consequences for their actions, whether that be taking the TV away for a while. With Grayson, we take his iPad away when he does stuff like that for just, you know, a couple minutes, because we're still working on building his patience up and stuff like that. But make sure you teach them about consequences, because obviously that's a natural part of life and we all have to learn about that. So whether you're neurotypical child or an autistic child. So we hope you enjoy that episode and you get something from some of those steps to help you make progress in that area. With that,
for Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time, I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off. Take care, everybody.
Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson and Company Toys.